Yes. Yeah.
Good morning.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, man? It's in the booth. It's your boy, Messenger.
I'm about to
I'm Captain Jones.
Everything came together in the booth. Years later, and still in the booth. You a part of
the booth. Clouds on
the clothes. Game stop. What they do? Got a resume longer than the limousine. And the guys, that's for the kings, up for the queens.
That's Captain Spirituals right there.
Then we hit them with a bada boom, bada boom, bada beam.
You know what it is when you're in the booth. Speak it to the host, speak it to you. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth.
Thank you guys for joining us in the booth today. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Yeah, yo.
And if you would like to sponsor, advertise with the show, or if you got a song you want us to put on the show, check it out. Send us a little 2-minute clip, 90-second
that's the
clip
music.
Of the video.
That's the bed.
And what happened to the 808s?
That's the bed right here.
And send it to intheboothpod@gmail.com. I don't know what
kind of bed
this is.
What kind of bed?
What is something that makes you soothe, like soothing?
Oh, okay. We're soothing today. Okay. Got it.
Who requested this one?
I didn't. Has no energy whatsoever. Sound like Ray Charles.
Who he sound like? But there's some music bed for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Really.
Thank you. But listen to that all night.
In the booth devotion service.
Yeah, it just sound like a bad hum in a cable, but you be like,
what is that? Where that feedback coming from?
Hey, check the cable over there.
Did you introduce yourself? You've been here all week.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do they know your name?
Praise the Lord, yeah.
Why are you giving him a moment?
I'm out of throat. Okay. Are we allowed to show our jugs on this?
This is why we don't give you. This is why. Right here.
Because I need to get some water.
Everybody got water.
I didn't know if we can pull our jugs out on this.
Look at this man right here with the igloo. The 1964.
Hey, listen.
Classic igloo.
Listen.
It got ice
it's
in there.
It's cold. Yes. It stay cold. Y'all drink lukewarm water. I don't drink lukewarm water.
That jugger got that ice tray.
Talk about
ice in there.
You twist it.
That jugger got blocks in there. But you ain't got no ice maker for that. No, I hear blocks.
Good stuff, boy.
Yeah. I'm in the booth. Back in the booth. Ollie Rich.
Hey.
Yes. Pastor Rich. Recharge. Yeah. All of those things.
Yes.
Ollie Rich, man.
Recharge.
Hallelujah.
Church.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Speaking of jugs. I'm looking at the screen, and it looks like behind my head.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. We just,
my God.
All of this time doing the podcast. God. Now you're going to stop being able to see it now.
That's so dumb.
Why are you in the middle? Move. Oh, my God.
It would be you.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
That's funny.
Can you stop?
Oh, man.
Can you please stop?
Hey, we got a great topic today.
That's like the Hooters joint.
We got a...
Let it go.
It sure is,
yeah,
bro.
We got the Hooters joint.
Okay.
Wow.
We ain't do it on purpose.
Yeah, we didn't do it on purpose. We just saw that.
Yeah.
In the booth with Cam Jones and Messenger.
Would be Ali.
Okay.
Well,
amen. Praise the Lord.
Golly.
Well,
we got the Hooters.
The pastor.
Got the Hooters.
Move
on, please. Move on.
We have a great topic today. Go ahead and play the video.
We're talking about the Christian rant. All right, about video.
My people too. I'm with it.
Of a female pastor shows
this must be
her
my
passionately people. Going off on members that aren't so appreciative to the leaders. She's obviously fed up at a fork in the road as she lets them feel the wrath.
The wrath.
You don't love me. You use me. They use these leaders. You use them. If I turned them damn books over and you saw what I did for people, you wouldn't join another hate group. The same people that hate me, I wish you knew what I've done for them. Stop saying you love me because you don't. Stop it. If I told you the church lights get ready to be turned out, you wouldn't get one damn dime. Stop saying you love me. You don't even know what Carl Chronicles has done for people. people. Stop saying you love these leaders. You don't. You use them. And if we wasn't so important, why the hell the government tell y'all you better call your parishioner? Why does your doctor tell you call your parishioner? Because we can't help you. You use your leaders. You use the church.
Like a big dog looking in the back like you I wish somebody would come for my wife.
I can tell you right now, I'm shutting the doors of unity.
Hmm. Man.
Why he ain't say nothing?
Yeah.
Where was he going to say something? She didn't even take a breath.
Like, I mean, they dressed up, got the glasses on together. Like, I'm like,
he probably said something.
Yeah, he probably talked later.
But, I mean, you know, that's like Clarence and Edna right there. My mama she gonna say her piece. You know what I'm saying? Daddy, like, yep.
Little Clarence,
yep,
little Edna.
Yep. I mean,
how should believers rent, though?
For one, every air conditioner has a vent. So where we smiling and all the pressure going on, somebody got to take it.
Somebody
So my wife is a great person for me to vent to because my vents are graphic. I'm just tell you, I'm a writer. I write for a living. You know, I'm a musician, so I do verses for a living. So my vent, people can't handle my vent. You know, they'll judge me forever. If you heard me vent, you'll judge me forever. You won't think that I love God. You know. And so, you know, it just is what it is. I do love God. I love him with all my heart. But if something makes me upset, I vent. I have to vent to somebody. If not, it's going to come out across the pulpit. You know, and if it come up, so a lot of people who are not.
So you have a private vent. You don't have a public vent.
I try to have a private vent.
So do you feel this is appropriate?
I think it is appropriate because her thing is pretty much online. Mm-hmm. And so to me, I feel like the information. See, a lot of times people hear the tone at which somebody's saying something is not, and not hearing actually what they're saying.
Yeah.
So sometimes people are set off and they, but you're not actually hearing what she said. Like, if you actually knew what we've done for people in private who've hurt us, you would. And the people who are saying, you're wrong here, won't do what the pastor has to do or what the leader has to do. Won't invest their own money, won't put their own stuff in there, won't buy stuff and everybody got to use it. And you know what I'm saying? They won't do it. So therefore, sometimes it's a load that you got to go vent, you know? And so there are people who say, well, you need to have an upstanding this and upstanding that. And you're looking at people who are, you know, have just figured out how to vent a better way maybe. But everybody, and I mean everybody, has a vent. Now, they might not do it here because that vent is called a rant. It's called a rant only because y'all saw it. Right. But because if y'all saw my vent, you'll call it a rant. Like, KJ done went crazy. No, this is what I'm doing to not be crazy. Because if I snap in the wrong place, you know, let me tell you the truth.
So when you left Jay Black?
When I left Jay Black, I wasn't saved. I wasn't living for Jesus, okay. I had gotten saved when I was little, but I wasn't living for Jesus. So what you saw, like, I had no discretion to hide that. Yeah. But that's what sinners do. Yeah. So I was doing what sinners do. You was saved. Yeah. You had never seen a person speak his mind as soon as it comes up. That's what I was doing. Yeah. Like, no, bro, you crazy. We going to die tonight. That's what it went straight there.
Whoa.
Well, like, everybody going to die. Because I was prepared that it was going to get stupid. So I was like, okay, what? So, and they was over there.
This joke was praying. They come here to do music.
And the studio splits up that night. But every time they came, the anointing on their life.
The anointing, yeah.
Messed up something. The guns were pulled. Everything. We in the meeting. Had an impromptu meeting. They're outside praying, talking about holy stuff, giggling like church boys. And we in the guns be pulled. We was having a heated discussion. My dude had his strap on him, and the dude kind of jumped at him and he flinched and went for his gun. Off of just a habit, I guess. And my dude, he went crazy. Oh, you went with a gun. Never go. And then that's when they hear it. He spills out the room. You should have shot me. You should have killed me. I'm coming back. Bruh. We got to dismiss. And then I go out there and start talking to them, try to talk to them little church and save little brothers of the cloth.
the cloth.
We have to end tonight's session in the name of Jesus. You know, we got little things that got out of hand that we need to get out of here. And then the other dude come out, come on back, I'll be here. I was like, oh, God.
Mona was in the car the whole time.
Was I? I don't know.
You weren't in there.
No, yeah, I don't think I was.
She was never there.
For
when
that.
She wasn't inside. I mean, when she came in, them jokers, they did the opposite of y'all. Like, them jokers did nothing when Mona was there. And so, but in that situation, you saw vent of real guys. Like, church people. I've never seen my dad vent. I saw my mama vent all the time. My dad kind of held it in. He knew how to hold it in. She didn't know how to hold it in. So, those times you saw me.
Well, that's how my mama is. My mama, they never seen my mama rant. Like,
your daddy rant?
Yeah. Yeah, they the opposite. My daddy is.
Your daddy is my mama. Yeah, my mama, yeah.
So there are pastors that rant like that on the pulpit. Do you feel that's appropriate? Do you feel like.
It depends on the type of members you got, though. Because we, yeah. As a pastor, you have hard head people that you're telling the same thing over and over.
These are facts.
And you might be talking to a couple people at one time, but you could be frustrated as a leader because people keep coming to you with their problems and you're telling them what to do, but they won't do
it. They won't do it.
So that's a frustrating. You've loaned. You help. You know, and a lot of people can say, man, you know, you selfish or whatever. When you giving it to them 10 times, you say, bro, I can't do it this time. Oh, see, now that's why I'm leaving the church, you know, and all of that type of stuff come against leaders. Mm-hmm. So when do we have a chance to vent? Who do we go to? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, and me, I'm a real one about mine. Like the free life and what we do, we kind of pioneering. So I haven't had a chance to vent publicly. Yeah, but you've seen me vent publicly. And my wife, like, please. Don't do that. Because I don't know what I'll say. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, God's still taking cuss words for me. I know y'all don't cuss. Like, he taking them away. So I know, okay, well, I can't cuss. I got to vent privately to my wife and she can handle it. You know? Because when you've spent everything.
Yeah.
On what you believe and somebody spit on it or somebody disrespect it. You know, what you expect me to do? I'm you know, you keep saying nobody perfect. Well, I'm going to show it to you. You know, and then when somebody proves that they're not perfect, now I'm going to hell. You know what I'm saying? You put me in hell all of a sudden. So a person that rants. Now, you know, I feel like a setup rant, which means I am going to rant. I'm going to church for the sole purpose to tell y'all what I think about you.
Yes.
Maybe not out of wisdom, you know, but if it comes out, you know, and let's say we're in a meeting talking about finances or talk about help or, you know, somebody complaining about something that they ain't helped with or something like that, and it comes out, then you gotta, if you're a person to complain, then you gotta be able to stand what's coming back. Cause you see what I'm saying? Most people want to do something, they want to offend you without the repercussion of what you said.
Right.
When somebody put their whole it's like your wife making you Thanksgiving dinner, spending all Wednesday making that, and you put your spoon in that macaroni and cheese or whatever. And you'd be like, oh, this right here, look. This macaroni a little tough, girl, you know.
Tough.
Put a little chew at it. And a little you know. And you expect her to just be like, okay, but that's okay. Eat the man, you finna get a bowl and a spoon thrown at your head. Because a person have feelings. And sometimes they don't believe that pastors have feelings. And she's not only defending herself, she's defending the office of the pastor. Mm-hmm. That man, we are human, we help people. You help the same people that's dogging you. Yeah. You help the same people.
And y'all don't see all
and
of
you,
that.
And you're, and you're covering them. And you went to the hospital with them. You sat up all night with them. And then, you know, and so people don't see that. And it, so I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Because a lot of people. And then when they end up being a man of God, a woman of God, or somebody with some responsibility in the flock that they're cultivating, or the people that they're mentoring, or whoever, turn on them, then they understand. That's all I'm saying. So as a pastor, man, that's why you pray for your leaders. I start saying, "Woo, pastors, woo, boy, I get it. I'm praying for y'all. You know, I got to consider church lights before I consider my own. I got to consider, church rent before I consider my mortgage. I got to make sure it stay afloat. I got to, you know, and then we do it without complaining about it. You know, you do it without complaining about it week after week, month after month. But when people complain about something that you're getting for free, or about a service that you ain't got to, you know, that you just can abuse, then my kids can't complain about a dinner that they ain't pay for.
Yeah.
You know, not my kids. You know, they got the kids nowadays that they say, you know, "Mommy, we don't want that." What? All
right.
Boy, you'll eat your teeth with that spaghetti, boy. So that's just, you know. So I understand.
Abuse line, or just
say what?
A hotline. We need a hotline number.
Get the abuse line called on him. Teeth in the baby boo-boo.
My mama was a shoe, boy. You get hit with a shoe. Pale metal rod,
anything,
extension cord, whatever she can find, or just a fist. I got hit in my back with a fist, boy.
Ooh,
so you talking about abuse? We ain't know nothing about no child abuse. My mama told me, if you call the child abuse people, I'm gonna beat you on your way there.
But I can't even tell you what my mama did, boy. So,
Will they tell you later though?
Yeah.
Like we do it too hard on y'all.
Board, oh yeah, your mom said.
Hey, now my daddy said that.
He said, I think we was
beat y'all too much. We beat y'all too much. Like, bro, you ain't listening when we was telling you why you was beating us. You were doing too much.
So how do you vent? Oh, you don't vent.
I don't really vent.
If you don't vent, you ain't got enough pressure in your life. I can add to it.
It's just how you add to it.
It's how you. I can have your vent next week. Yeah.
Okay.
I can get a good vent at you.
It's really how you handle it. I don't really.
I can get a good vent at you, boy. Yeah.
I don't really because what's the goal of the vent? Like, what's the result of the vent?
The result of the vent
is you not holding all that in.
Most of the time, you don't hold it in.
So it's just for you.
Because it's going to come out.
It's going to come out. And sometimes the person that you're referring to can't handle what you're saying.
But to me, I feel like I can intellectually have a conversation and pull the same result to a person as if I ran it.
Yeah, that's after you've thought about it. A rant, an event.
But like
sometimes,
but she thought about this. She put the camera. She like this is premeditated.
But this seemed like this was a last straw type. And it was building up, and sometimes in it
you build up because nobody's saying nothing back to her. That's what I'm saying. That's kind of different. But if somebody,
but some of them are. But like somebody will come in and be like, "I'm finna, you know, go off."
Because people can set you off at the wrong time. They come say, "Pastor, you know, yes." Well, I mean, you know, 10 people. But man, I really got a revelation of what you said today, man. It was really amazing, man. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then you tired, so you're like, "Man, get me out of here, man." You know, tell somebody to get you out of here. But you, next person, "Oh man, it was amazing, amazing." You know, you're down to 7 person, man. Listen, man, when you talk that, I just saw God. And then the 10th person, "Bro, I really didn't agree with what you said. None of that stuff was in the Bible, you know, and you came straight from the Bible." Yeah, I don't think you called. You know, and they start poking at you.
I don't think you're
now
calm.
You have the spiritual fortitude to hold on to your emotions. That joker would get cussed out right there.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I'm a work in progress.
But what I'm saying is,
my
handling of the situation, I'll use it into my route is intellectual. Is I will have a conversation to see
It depends on who you love. Because I could get you screaming in a minute. Because we know each other. Like, it's different. People you don't know, you can go there.
Because I feel like, what's the goal of the rant? It's more about me. Would be the rant.
Not
getting it off of versus.
I heard her talking for pastors. Yeah. I didn't hear her talking just about herself.
But she was saying, if you knew the money, so she was speaking for herself.
But she was I feel like she was speaking for herself, giving an example of what pastors do. So you gave an example. And I felt her because I've done that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So you got people that don't feel you because they haven't done that. You haven't done that. No, you haven't done that on a scale where you had to be here and you drove to pick this up and you did that and you gave here and you gave and you need to believe God for something else and put this together and say, hey, man, I'm gonna take care of this. When you've done that for people over a period of time and people, you know, boo boo on you. Yeah. You feel it. And if I don't have a person to vent to rant to, then it'll come out at the wrong time.
Yeah, I just feel mine is different. Go ahead. But I was saying,
you ain't said nothing.
Yeah.
I just think that's the most important part is the who and the when. Because I agree with everything
and
she said. And the where.
Yeah.
Who, when, and the where. So I have a small circle that I can go to.
Yeah.
And we put our titles down, and right. We're just men,
mm-hmm.
and we talk.
And you got to have that.
You got to have that. But when I get to that bubbling place, I go to Pastor Candace. I go to my wife.
Yeah.
And she sees me in that. Because what I be thinking is, I don't want to jeopardize the integrity of the ministry. I don't want to jeopardize God's ministry through me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't want to put out the light of Christ in my life.
Right.
So that's what kind of keeps me solid when I'm tired of people. When people start peopling.
Right. People start
peopling. When people start peopling, that's what kind of keeps me from getting to Pastor Jay's place.
We have restraint. We have a restraint based off of when I call you, and I'm just keeping the 1 million with everybody. When I call him, the N-word is used a lot.
Frequently.
We don't use the N-word on the show because we're learning restraint in the public. But when we call, the first thing we say is, "Igga." We don't even know what the subject is.
Right.
And so that's so funny. But be like, but we are, so we're learning restraint with people that we trust. There's a language that we have. And then with my wife, who I trust the most with everything in my whole life, she can understand and she know how to categorize the conversation. Mm-hmm. She was like, he mad, let him get it out. Or he hurt, let him deal like this. Or he's excited, you know, or he's sleepy, you know. And she knows the category. But people might take a sleepy K-Jo and put it in a rant, K-Jo. Like, I wasn't ranting at all. I was actually joking. You know what I'm saying? You thought I was mad? Nah, I was joking. You know?
But you feel like this was the right place, the right time.
I mean, I don't know. See, we taking a clip out of somebody's life, and you know, you don't know what's going on with her members, with her. You know, I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
But do you think that could be done before the members? Or versus online.
Anything is you can pick out and say it could have been better some way, but I don't know the full condition and circumstance of her situation.
That's
so
the thing,
so
man.
Sometimes it is because she has Carfitable. I mean,
Carfitable.
Carfitables is
Vicky Mack.
So Car Chronicles is an online explosion. It is not membership. So those people you don't see. So if she's addressing the online audience, then you do it online. You know, if the people are complaining and she's saying they're making hate groups, that's an online thing. You don't really make no hate groups at somebody's house. You know. So, I mean, you might. But that's why I say it's based off of her. So you know, most people who don't have that type of pressure can judge. But when you have that type of pressure,
sometimes
we'll see,
man. Yeah, and speaking from being in that space or having a hand in that
space, that
pressure
comes from other places in the church. Let's just let's set that first. Yeah,
it definitely
that pressure
does.
Can come from business situations.
A lot of it comes from that situation.
That's just what could come from family. When family puts a lot on you, or people, you know, maybe not from your immediate family or whatever, put a lot on you and demand a lot from you and can spit on your situation too. So that pressure just don't come from church.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like I can be really, like you said, speak from a place of an intellectual thing with a lot of people.
It's just hard to get under my skin.
But
extremely.
But
hard.
My wife. Yeah, but I know how to get under.
Yeah, you don't get under my skin though.
Right. Okay.
Raising my voice.
But my wife know not only how to get under my skin, but how to, you know, where the points are. Like, she know how to press those buttons. She's supposed to.
I don't press buttons.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Not just because she
don't press buttons.
No, she don't press them, but she know where they are. So she knows. If somebody else is pressing them, she be like, oh, cause she
gotta
put
go.
Her hand, when she know it's coming, she've done that before. Yeah. If somebody pressed the wrong button, she be like, oh, that's when it's button. And she put her hand over my mouth cause she know what's finna come out. Right? So, and cause she knows me. So there's a lot of people that don't know, I mean, I could be smiling at them regular and nobody knows that I'm furious.
Yeah. Huh.
But she knows. She like, no. She like, he laughing, but he is boiling.
Yes.
And because as a pastor, you got to save face for the ministry. Somebody just hurt you. Somebody just did something crazy. You just got to move on. I've preached irate before.
Yes.
But you got to have the demeanor to keep going and keep pushing. Everybody don't have the... you know, the wherewithal to kind of get it together, but you learn that, but that I'm holding, got to come out.
Do you ever feel that you would do a rant like this online?
I do that every day on the show. I'm on rant.
That's different.
Like
go off on somebody.
Yeah, just she's going.
I mean, she's not going off on anybody particular. She's going off. She's not going off on one person. She's just going off on probably people. A group of people.
Okay. Yeah.
She's probably going off on a group of people that hurt her or that might be addressing. You know, she might be addressing some people. But I address people all the time.
Yeah.
I just talk. Sometimes I'm talking cold. Sometimes I'm talking to somebody. They don't know I'm talking to her. You know what I'm saying? But I don't.
You'll write a song. You wouldn't go online.
My whole career is coded language. Yeah. It is. If I don't get it out, I'll go crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I get it out. But in my creativity, I just you know, vent to God in situations. So verses, places in my songs, bodies are buried. Like, not literal bodies, but situations that I had to deal with.
Allegedly
in a song.
Bodies.
Right.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I had to deal with certain things, and I dealt with it in the music. And God gave me answers in the music where I've dealt with certain things in my songs, and I wrote about them, and like people don't know what I'm writing about. You know what? I can't help it. It's a vent. It's really a rant.
Yeah.
I can't help it. It's a rant. We had just had a miscarriage, and so it was a lot of stuff going on, and it's a whole coded. It's all coded. Everything means something. Three things in that verse, how it was written. But I had to get it out. That's what I can't help it mean. It's I can't help. I got to praise God or I'm going to lose my freaking mind because of the pressure that's on me. Because I don't understand what happened with this baby. I don't understand. I have to. So I can't help. That's why I can't help it. That's what I was singing, screaming. And Tony was in the studio with me looking at me like this. Just hold it together, bro. Just hold it together. And so I understand when a person has to get it out. Everybody just can't process it and then come up with some intellectual questions like you. You know what I'm saying? How can I help you with it? Yeah. Man, the kingdom is... Man, man, God is really...
This man's extreme stories, the Kenan Jones Chronicles, is amazing.
Jesus has really... Man, I tell you what you can do about the principles.
And just, it's not going to look like that. First of all, me personally, I probably wouldn't do it publicly. I know how to go to a person.
Well, I haven't done mine publicly.
Yeah, but this was public.
Well, with them, but like I said, you don't know it's public to you, but she's probably addressing her people. Anything that you do besides you doing it at your house, you're doing it in public. If I come here and address 10 people, my 10 top leaders or whatever, they got phones, I have to consider that some of that information gonna get leaked. It is what it is. Like, you're never gonna be in a private setting unless you just in it with your wife. You know what I'm saying? Or your kids. There are some people that like you trust. There are people that you trust.
A small group of private setting.
Let's say if this was a private link on a Zoom.
And it got out.
It wasn't supposed to get out, but it's a private link on a Zoom that you're talking to some people. Or somebody doggone that you trust is recording you. So it might get out. It might get out. And then you might be like, Kirk Franklin cussed his son out. He didn't expect for the son to be recording it. And it got out, and people judged him based off of that. But he vented it on a son that was disrespecting his mom. So I was with Kirk on that. Yeah, but people like, well, is there could have been a other place to do it? Nah, he just recorded. Right. Y'all got it. Y'all got the real how y'all got it.
No.
And people,
you
I can't,
got the plies.
And I can't stand. You got plies. How people who do life don't want you to do life.
That's true.
I can't stand that how you can vent, rant. Don't want you to rant.
The pastors can't rant.
People who vent.
Because
don't want
we ain't human.
Yeah. Right, we're not.
We're not human.
It would be the main ones.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you what I think. You know, I'm not going to be disrespectful to people on purpose, but, you know, if it's something that I'm dealing with and you happen to be there, you know, if I tell my child, hey, bro, you need to sit down. You know, I'm not going to wait and be like, wait, give me a second. Justice, can you sit down, please? I'm going to be like, bruh, we're in the middle of what I'm preaching. Sit down now.
It's like that.
And I become dad right there. I deal with the situation right then. So if you get caught in me dealing with something, then it is what it is. Like, well, could it have been in a better setting? I don't know. I had to deal with it right then. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's just me. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I wish I'm a man of many voices.
I'm gonna
have a gift to be like,
let your kingdom come.
Kingdom nugget. Like, I'm gonna have it.
I've done the same thing. When I was up there praying, I told him to stop playing the game.
Everything came together in a booth.
Put the game down.
Still in the booth. Do a podcast with the interviews. Got a resume open in a limousine.
I'ma take it on your nerves.
We got a winning team about to do it.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speak it to the host, speak it to the editor. And I'm not a winner, I'ma tell the truth. See time hoppers, you gon' see the fruit. Cut the kid tag, gotta pull it from the roots. Get the best and get the bag, gotta get the loot. Find another way to preach, we don't need a suit. General in the game, but the roots.
Yeah, man.